I find it difficult to transition to a curiosity first conversation. They just want to know what I want, and I can't shift to it being about them. So when you're the asker, if you know what you're there for, I think you can always practice just with a quick label. Well, start with accusations audits, whatever they are. I know you're very busy. I know you get tortured by people wanting something from you all the time, whatever it is that they might be thinking negative about you, and then do a real quick label. It seems like you have a lot of experience with blank or an ask. And I hate to be the basics guy, but I'm a very basic guy. Curiosity. When you're about to ask for something, that's when you want to be curious about what obstacles might be in the way from the other side, or what better can I get from the other side that I don't even know is on the table. So keep that curiosity turned on, Nico, and make it work for you.
I just do that self-deprecating audit when I get there. You probably have women coming up to you all day long asking you stupid questions like this, because when you go to the man store, that's kind of the vibe you get as a woman. So you do that, and they look at you, then they kind of giggle. And then I'm like, okay, would it be impossible for you to tell me where I can find this and possibly which type I need? And then I've already kind of ingratiated myself to them because I've done the self-deprecating thing. And so then they take me to the aisle, and then we have a whole conversation, and I label them all the way through, and they give me all kinds of information, because sometimes going into a store like that, I don't even know what I'm asking about. I know what I need to have done at my house, but I don't even know what I need to do it. So I just kind of label till I can get as much information out of them as possible to get me in the right direction. And you'd be surprised. People love to talk. If you open the door for them and just give them a label about what you may want to know, they'll keep going with it. But you can get people to talk. Sometimes it takes a little finessing with an analyst. It's a little harder because, you know, they're all about the facts. And if they, it's an aisle 7 on the right-hand side, 3/4 of the way down. That's all you're going to get out of them. That may be all you get. It's going to depend on that personality type.
So his question is, in a conversation where the other person talks a lot, how do you listen and keep track of what mirror label you want to put forward? Is that?
It kind of is practice. The thing about listening is, it's not so much practice about what you're going to say back to them. It's practice, keeping track of what they're saying through listening. And remember, a lot of times it's not so much the facts as if you get the feeling that goes behind it. Okay. You think about and you listen from an area where you get the overall arching feeling and direction that they might be going. And then you don't have to try and remember so many little facts as intricate as you need to. So the thing we find when we're doing trainings is, especially when it comes to mirroring, people will mirror an entire phrase. And that's too much, because what happens is your brain is working so hard to remember the whole thing that you want to mirror that you're missing everything in the meantime. So if they are continuing to talk, just try and keep the subject in your mind and follow along with them with their emotions on the subject and the little things that you're picking up that they're not saying. People are telling you what they want you to hear, but what they're not saying is actually sometimes more important. So as you're listening, just trying to find that underlying dynamic that they're not actually saying, because they're saying a lot of stuff, but they always leave the little things out. And it's those things that you can label that are going to actually deepen the conversation. Pay attention to what they're actually not saying. So yes, you have to listen. Yes, you have to keep up with where those emotions are going. But if you concentrate a little bit deeper on things they might be not actually voicing to you, it's going to give you the biggest return.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the things that they repeat. So when we talk about labels and I say this for an accusations audit or think about that for a label, I don't mean to tell you what to do, because it's going to be based completely on what they give you. Yep. And so these techniques aren't what to say, they're how to listen. And one of the greatest tricks is listening for that repeated word or that repeated phrase or repeated circumstance. That's important to them. And sometimes we miss it, because it doesn't seem to fit in with the line we're trying to go down. We're trying to drive a conversation a certain way, and they say a couple things over here, and we're like, I don't want to get off on that topic just yet. But if they're repeating it, it's important to them. It's a bump somewhere, And you have to listen for that. Now, the good news is, as you practice this, you'll find that you don't have to sit and think, okay, what can I label in this? If you're truly listening, and Sandy's who taught me this, if you're truly listening and in the back of your mind, you're thinking, it sounds like, when they get to the end, you can say that it sounds like, and your label will almost complete itself because you've got all that information that you've been listening to. Or if you get to the very end and you're like, holy crap, that was a lot, mirror the last 1 to 3 words, or mirror 1 to 3 words back in the sentence somewhere. It's super easy if you're listening well, and it makes them feel good because their words are coming out of your mouth, and it can be very effortless if you practice it.